in the lesson this week, in the responsive reading from Romans, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. This statement has meant a great deal to me. One time in my life, I was having a lot of problems with my body, and the thought of presenting my body as a sacrifice to God struck me so, and I wondered what that would mean or how I would do that. And the practitioner here taught me in so many ways how we, as we give our whole selves to God, He takes care of everything. As we have talked about, we are not God, but God expresses Himself through us. And when we allow it, He expresses Himself through us as health, as joy, as strength, all the wonderful qualities that He is, we can be as well as we let Him express Himself through us, as we present ourselves a living sacrifice to Him, and as we are absent from the body and present with the Lord. It's not that we have two bodies, one material and one spiritual. There is just the one, and it is spiritual. And the more that we give it wholly to Him, the more we will find it to be so, and the less it will squeak and complain. To go along with that, there is hymn number 324, and the first verse says, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hand and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. It is the most beautiful hymn, and it goes on. And it certainly instructed me and helped me to realize what it was to give my whole self to God. And I would suggest for anyone who needs help with that to memorize this hymn and to sing it often. It's a transformation. And as I learned to do this, those problems with my body stopped. They were healed. They were never true in the first place because God never said it. So I am so grateful to Mrs. Eddy for her textbook, for all that she has given us, and how it teaches us in so many ways how to be closer and more godlike. It's a wonderful way of life, as someone else mentioned tonight. I'm grateful for those wonderful readings on liberty, to hear all the testimonies and the beautiful music, and to be with you all tonight.